Daf is Daf Yud Tes. So let's take it from the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, the last three lines. The Gemara says, "My time at the Rabban." What's the reasoning of the Rabban? The Rabban, the ones who held that it's kasher to have a zar do the yitzika. So the Gemara says the basis is Amar Kra. The pasuk tells us, "Vayotak alea shemim v'nosna le levona." That you pour the oil on top, you place the levona on top of that. V'via el bnei Aaron akoyin v'kamas. Then you bring it to the kohanim. The kohanim do the Kemitza. So we see that Bnei Aaron are only mentioned with regards to Kemitza. So only Mekemitza ve'eilach mitzvahs kuna. Only tell me from the Kemitza and on, from Kabbalah and Halacha and Haktara, only from that point on do you require a Kohen. But limed al yitzika belila, the pouring of the oil and the mixing of the oil, which is prior to the Kemitza, that's Shekshera, bizarre, even a non-Kohen is allowed to do that. That's the understanding of Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon says, Bnei Aaron HaKohanim Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Ula'achrav. It's being learned both after and also prior to the pasuk. It's being learned, Rashi says at the very top line, Midrash HaKohen Nidrash Lefanav Leviyatak. It says Bnei Aaron afterwards by Kemitza, but it's also being darshan to that which is mentioned before, and it's even qualifying the Yatak, and therefore a Kohen needs to do the Yitzika. So Gemara challenges, is this really true? Is Sava Rabbi Shimon in general? Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Ula'achrav, is the pasuk really darshan both to that which is written afterwards and to that which is written prior to it? The Hatan, the Brisa tells us in a different context. The Kohen takes some blood, he scoops it up from the blood of the Chatas with his finger, he places it on the corners of the Mizbeach, so the Gemara says, Be'etzbo v'lokach, melamed shelo tei kabbalah ela b'yamim be'etzbo, v'nason melamed shelo tei nisina el b'yamim. So the pasuk says Be'etzbo in the middle of the pasuk. It says Be'etzbo v'nason, but the Tanakhama says Be'etzbo is not only going on v'nason l'achav, it's also going, Be'etzbo is going in l'okach, which is lefanav. So let's read that one more time again. It says melamed, it says Be'etzbo v'lokach, which is the beginning. It's that's darsha lefanav. Melamed to teach me shelo tei kabbalah el b'yamim, that you have to take the right finger, the etzba, to scoop it up. That's the kabbalah. And then we darshan Be'etzbo v'nason to the word afterwards, melamed shelo tei nesina el b'yamim. When you put the blood on the carnus of his bech, it has to be with the right hand. So this is the word Be'etzbo, which is in the center of the pasuk, is darshan la'achrav and also lefanav. But comes along Amr Rabbi Shimon, he says, v'chi nemar yad b'kabbalah? Does it say the word yad by kabbalah? Hovlo nemar yad b'kabbalah, kibo b'smo kasher. He says, v'lokach, only is going v'lokach, rather it says Be'etzbo v'nason. But it doesn't say Be'etzbo next to the word v'lokach. You can't darshan lefanav, says Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, since it doesn't say Be'etzbo or yad by lokach, you could do l'kicha even with the left hand. So this is a clear shot of Rabbi Shimon who holds, we don't say mikra nidrash lefanav ula'achrav. So Amar Abai says, what's the machlokas? I just said that b'mikra nidrash lefanav ula'achrav kamiflagi. The machlokas of the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon in this pasuk of Be'etzbo is arguing about whether or not you could take a pasuk and darshan it even lefanav. So back to square one, what is the explanation of Rabbi Shimon as to why he holds that the Kohanim have to do Yitzik as well if the Kohanim are only mentioned by the Kemitza, not by the Yitzik? So the Gemara says, Ela high time at the Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon's reasoning is based on a different type of drasha. It says, V'heviu, Vav Mosev al Inyan Rishon. It says, V'heviu, which tells us that, I'm reading the pasuk on the side here, it says, there are a couple of psukim they have here, V'nefesh ki sakriv karbon mincha la'ashem, solas yeh karbono, V'yotzik ala Hashem, and V'nasna ala levona. The pasuk says you put the oil on top. Then the pasuk says, Ve'hevi'a el b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim v'kamatz. Ve'hevi'a, the vav there, is most of all inin rishon. That vav is being mechaber, the inin rishon to inin achron. That just like b'nei Aaron are needed for the kamita, the vav is saying it's also needed to the prior pasuk. Not because of mikra, nidrash lefanav ula'achron, rather because of the vav is mosif al inin rishon. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Savar Rabbi Shimon Vav Mosav al Inin Rishon? Does he really hold to this Joshua in general that the Vav can combine two parts of Psukim or two Psukim together? El Miata, that's the case. Dichsiv, it says the Pasuk, Vishachad es ben abakar, v'kriva b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es adam, v'zarku es adam. So it says, you shecht it. And then it says, the b'nei Aaron are doing the Kabbalah and they do the Zrika. And the Gemara darshins famously, Mikabala ve'elech mitzvahs kuna milam yashrita shekshe bezar, that the Kohanim are only mentioned in the context of the Akriva, which is from Kabbalah ve'elech, only then do you require the Kohanim. Prior to that, in other words, the Shechita, it's Ksheir Bazar. Now, Eli Rabbi Shimon, Vav Mosval in Rishon, if he holds that Vav can be Mechaber, two parts of the Psukim, so we should say, Shechita Achanami Bazar, Tepsula. Because the pasuk says vihikrivo. It should read v'shachar is ben abakar vihikrivo ben aaron. Vav is connecting it even ben aaron going on the shechita. But we know everyone holds that shechita kasher bizar. So clearly Rabbi Shimon does not hold of vav mosav al inyan rishon. So the Gemara says no. Shani hasam there it's different. Damar kra v'samach v'shachar. Mas micha bizarim av shechita bizarim. There's another drasha that's going to overwhelm the drasha of Vav Achibur. The Vav Mosav Inyan Rishon in Echanami he holds of. And you would think that V'Hikriv Ben Aaron should tell me you need Ben Aaron on Shechita as well. But there's a different drasha. It says also V'Samach next to the word V'Shachat. It says right afterwards V'Samach. Telling us just like Smicha is done by the Zar. The Zar, the Baal, is the one who does Smicha. He's also allowed to do the Shechita. And therefore V'Samach is a better drasha than the Vav Mosav.
He could have used this pasuk also on that his Doris the Tana for Be'acharav, no, because it's the same here also. There is a.
We could have, but since we know the previous Brisa, he clearly does hold that way, so that's
I guess
out
the
of.
The other one is a better pasuk.
Exactly.
For that
right. So then the Gemara says, Isan, Amas Micha Bebalim, Av Shechita Bebalim. So if you're going to tell me that the Smicha is Bebalim, so too the Shechita should be done by Balim. So don't we say the Shechita can be done by Baal? What's the question here?
Dafka.
So the I think there's a Rashi that says in Kedushin maybe that it's actually recommended. But okay, the Gemara here assumes that if you even though it's recommended, it doesn't have to only be. I mean, just like only the Baal could do smicha. A person who doesn't have the animal as a carbon, he can't do smicha. Only me as the Baal could do smicha. So are you going to say that only am I allowed to do the shechita as well as only me? Anyone, any zar, any kohen could do it as well. So Gemara says, "Hahu lo matzis amris." That you couldn't have suggested. You can't say dafka the bailim. Why kavachomer amris kavachomer to kavachomer? What's the kavachomer? Mazrika dika kapara lo bai bailim. Just like the zrika itself doesn't require the bailim, that it doesn't need to be done by the baal if it's a kohen, and certainly if it's a zar, he's not allowed to do the zrika shchita delav ikka kapara lo kol shegein. So if the zrika, which is the ikar kapara, does not need to be done by the bailim, so certainly the shechita, which is not the ikar kapara, which is very secondary to prerequisite, but secondary in terms of what's accomplishing, so certainly it doesn't have to be done by the baal. So then Gemara says, v'chitema, if you're going to tell me, ein done in efshar mishi efshar, you can't learn this from, you can't make a chavachomer of a shechita zrika, Rashi explains, because shechita is efshar b'shechita. That a baal's allowed to do. But lo efshar zrika b'bailim, this is dichsiv v'zarku b'nei Aaron, I can do the shechita, but I cannot do the zrika. That's why. That's why the baal can't do the zrika, because he's not a kohen. So you can't bring a chavachomer, if I can't do the zrika, certainly I don't have to do the shechita. They're two different worlds. You can't learn a efshar from a case of efshar zrika, where I can't do, it's impossible for me to do as a non-kohen. So the Gemara says, Gali Rachman of Yom Kippurim, the Torah tells us, it tells us the following by Yom Kippur, V'shachar is parachatas asher lo, mechlal the shechita ba'alma lo ba'inim ba'ilim. So it tells us here, so in Achanam you're right, V'samach v'shachat, we would have learned that just like the smich is only done by the Baal, so to the shechita should be done by the Baal. We have pasuk by Yom Kippurim to tell me that the shechita does not need to be done by the Baal. What's the pasuk again? It says, V'shachar is parachatas asher lo, the Kohen Gadol Shechza Chadas, which is here, tells us, why did it say here that he must do the Shechita, that the Baal, the Kohen Gadol, must do the Shechita by Yom Kippurim, tells me that Shechita Ba'alma, in general, Yilo Ba'inan Ba'alim, in general, the Baal does not have to do the Shechita. Only in Yom Kippur does the Baal, the Kohen Gadol, need to do the Shechita. Every other case, he doesn't have to do this. So in the end of the day, we have as follows. The pshat here is that Rabbi Shimon holds the Joshua that Vav is most of all Inyan Rishon, which tells us just like the Kohanim have to do the Kemitza, it also goes back on the Yitzika as well. That's number one. So then we had a question. If you really hold the Vav most of all Inyan Rishon, so you wanted to know how come just like a Kohen does the Kabbalah by Dam, shouldn't he have to do the Shechita because of the Vav HaMosif? No, because you have the Hekish of V'samach V'shachat, which is able to be a better Joshua than the Vav HaMosif. Meaning in general, he does hold the Vav HaMosif, but Smicha and Shechita are better. So then the Gemara asks, wait a second, if Smicha must be done by the Baal, so too the Shechita should be done by the Baal as well. That's what the Pasuk tells me by Yom Kippurim, that only by Yom Kippur does the Baal have to do the Shechita, but everywhere else we learn from this Joshua that the Shechita does not need to be done by the Baal, even though the Smicha does have to be done by the Baal. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down the Amud. Amarav kol makum shenemar Torah v'chuka. You know, elalake. Whenever the Torah says both Torah and the word chuka, it's only telling us that whatever it's describing is ma'akev. Because hakadaitach the havamina here is tarti, but you need both. Like it says by Paraduma, zos chukas hatorah. It says both chuka and Torah by Paraduma, and all the different stages of Paraduma are ma'akev. So to anywhere else where it says both Torah and chuka, it's a likuva. But if it only has one, either Torah or it has chuka, that alone would not be sufficient to tell me that it's a likuva. So the Gemara asks a series of questions. Now, v'harei Nazir, de lo k'siva bei el Torah, but Nazir only says the word Torah. V'amarav, it says tenufa, but Nazir ma'keves. So even though it says the word Torah alone, the tenufa by Nazir is ma'keves. So we see Torah alone does, it is sufficient to teach me li'ikuva. You don't need chukah plus Torah, just Torah alone is enough. Where it says, don't bring a kasha from Nazir, shiny hasam, kevin dechsiv kein yaseh, since it says by Nazir, kein yaseh, this is how you have to do it, kiman dechsiva bei chukah dami. The word kein yaseh serves the same function as chukah. So now, in essence, we have the word Torah by Nazir, and we have a different form of chukah by Nazir, and it's consistent with our principle. Hare toda, delo ksiva bei ela toda, it only Torah, only says the word Torah by a carbon toda. B'tzinan, yet it tells us arba shibat toda ma'akvin zedzeh. The four different types of reds or matzahs that are brought for the carbon toda are all ma'akev. How come it's ma'akev? It only says the word Torah. It doesn't say chuka by the carbon toda. How is it ma'akev? So Gemara says shiny toda di'iskash le'nazir. There's a hekesh of toda to nazir. And once we establish above that nazir is li'kuva, so through the hekesh, toda is also li'kuva. What's the hekesh between toda and nazir? So Gemara says, "Dichsiv al zevach todas shlamav." Says todas shlamav, v'mermar shlamav l'rabos shalmei nazir. So now shalmav, in essence, refers to the nazir, and it says the word todas. So toda and nazir are connecting the pasuk. So again, we say just like the nazir, all the different dinim are likuva. So to carbon toda, the different minim are likuva. Asks Gemara further. Hare mitzora delo ksiv bei ela Torah. It says by mitzora the word Torah, and yet we have it likuva to tanan arba minim shebe mitzora makvin zeh. There are the four different types of minim, which Rashi says are the eight eras, vishni talas, the eight of vitziparim, the different elements, different things, the factors that are needed for the Torah process, the types of sticks and the types of birds, all those four makiv. How come it's makiv? It only says the word Torah by mitzora, doesn't say the word chukah. The Gemara says, "Shiny Hasam." By the Mitzora, it's different. Kevin dechsiv zos tiyeh toras haMitzora kaman dechsiv bei chukadamim. The word zos serves the function of chukah. So in essence, it says chukah and Torah by Mitzora as well, and that's why it's liyikuva. Asks the Gemara more. Harei Yom Kippurim delo ksiv bei ela chukah. Now Yom Kippur asks. Up until now, we've been asking places that only say the word Torah. Now we're bringing from Yom Kippur where it only says the word chukah. So by Yom Kippur in Parshas Achrimos, it says the word chukah. So it shouldn't be ma'akev, since it doesn't say the word Torah yet. We find the Mishnah tells us v'tinan shnei tzi'ire Yom Kippurim, the two goats of Yom Kippur are ma'akvin zedzeh. So we see from here that chukah alone does require the din of li'kuva. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ella, we're rejecting our havamina. You don't need both the words Torah and chukah. Ella o Torah o chukah. You either need the word Torah or the word chukah, and each one individually will be sufficient to tell me that the dinim are li'kuva.
Are we correcting what Rav says, or it's just...
We're reinterpreting what he said.
He said
Torah chukah. We understood him to mean Torah v'chukah. He's meant to be Torah o. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, V'harei shar karbonos dechsibuhu Torah v'lamakvei. Every other carbon, it says Torah, Torah Schatas, Torah Ola, it says Torah all over the place by Karbanos, yet many of the lachas of Karbanos are not Ma'akev, even though it does say Torah alone. So the Gemara tweets a little bit further and says, no, you're right. Really, Torah by Chukah, v'chukah lo by Torah. Whenever it says Torah, Torah alone doesn't teach you anything, only if it says Chukah. But if it says Chukah, you don't need Torah. In other words, really the word Chukah is what's telling us everything. You don't need the word Torah. Torah always needs Chukah, Chukah doesn't need Torah. So the Gemara says, Va'Torah v'chukah ka'amar. But didn't Rav say above you need Torah and chukah? Either he means you need both, or you need one or the other. You can't say chukah is always necessary. That's not what he, you can't interpret his words in that way. So the Gemara says, Hachi ka'amar. The way Rav should be understood is as follows. Afa gav dechsiv Torah even though the pasuk says Torah, yiksiva chuka in ilolo. In other words, the word Torah is completely irrelevant. It's all when it comes down to the word chuka. If it mentions chuka, it's makev, or any other form of chuka, like ken yase. If it doesn't mention chuka or any of the other derivative, then it's not makev. So the Gemara asks, it says chuka by the mincha. Whenever the Torah repeats something, it returns back to an item again, that's telling us it's the Yikuva. So the Gemara is medayik from Rav himself, hichser in, only if the Torah brings it back and repeats the pasuk again. But in, but lo hichser lo. But if it doesn't repeat the pasuk, then it wouldn't be ma'akev. But if it says the word chukah by mincha, shouldn't chukah alone be sufficient to tell me everything's ma'akev? Why does it depend on hichser or lo hichser? So Gemara says, "Shiny Hasam by the Mincha it's different. Dechi k'siva chuka, achila k'siva. When the word chuka is mentioned by Mincha, it's describing how the Mincha is eaten. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't actually quote it, does he? No. Yeah, it does. The Rashi Mincha k'siva b'chuka chuka kol zachar b'vnei Aaron yochelenu chok olam. So chuka is only qualifying achila, but all the avodos which are separate from the eating, that's not qualified by a chuka. And that's why Rav says only if hichser inyan, if they all repeat it, is a ma'akev. If they don't repeat it, it's not a ma'akev.
So here when it says chuka, on this case, we would think that everybody has to eat it? Or what was the origin of having meaning on this?
I mean, how do you word the, you read the word when it says chukah by achila?
Meaning that somebody, one of the kohen has to eat it, and otherwise it's, that's the chok, or that everybody has to eat it?
It can't be everyone has to eat it. No,
it's
yeah,
possible,
yeah,
right?
No.
So that, it has to be that unless somebody ate it, it wouldn't be kosher. The mincha,
right? And I'm not sure. In terms of achila, we're saying that the kohen has to eat it, but even if the kohen doesn't eat it. Is that, I guess we're learning at this stage it's makiv.
It's not.
It's not. But at this stage it sounds like it's makiv.
It's makiv.
The
right.
Yeah. So then the Gemara says, "V'harei lechem apanim d'chiksiva chuka achila ksiva." But lechem apanim, it says the word chok as well, and it's also qualifying achila. The pasuk says, Rashi quotes the pasuk, "Lechem apanim v'achlu b'makom kadosh ki kodesh kadoshim hulo meishe Hashem chok olam." So it says the word chukah by achilas lechem apanim. So you would think, based on what we just established above, that only achilas ma'akev, but all the other avodos of lechem apanim should not be ma'akev. But we find that even the other seder avoda of lechem apanim is ma'akev, even though it doesn't say chukah by those avodos. What does it say? But Tanan the Mishnah tells us, later on in the Masechta here, shnei sedar ma'akev zedzeh. If you have only one seder of the six lechem apanim without the other six, they're ma'akev each other. You need both. And it says shnei bazichin makin zedzeh. If you only have one bazich of levon and not the other, they makiv. So we see the bazichin makin zedzeh, the sedar makin zedzeh. So we see that even though the word chukah is qualifying achila, it's still going on all the different stages of the various karbanos. So the Gemara says, "See right, ella kol hecha dechsiva achila akula milsa ksiva." Whenever it says chok, even though it's mentioned only by achila, it's really going on all the different stages of the karbanos. So I was talking to someone before, he asked me what pshat in the Gemara here. How can we see the word chok goes in achila? The having it was it only achila, not the other avodos. But now we're saying when it says it by achila, it applies to all the other avodos. So I said it sounds like the Gemara is grappling how connected achila is to the other karbanos. I mean, there are a lot of indications that achila itself is a level of a karban. The kohanim have to wear the big dekuna when they eat it. It says lemash chabat, it's eaten in such a very, very serious way. The achila, Gemara tells us, is mechaper. When the kohanim eat the chatas, that gives the kapara to the bialim. So there's a lot of room to say, and when they eat it, it's called, when the kohanim eat it, the karbanos is keilu mishulchan kavoa kazachu, as if they're eating off the mizbeach itself. So there's a lot of indication to say that achila itself is some level in avoda. So that seems to be what's going back and forth, how connected it is or not connected.
Also, we learned that there's achilas amizbeach and achilas.
Right, well,
they're both using the same word.
Right, so we're saying, but the Gemara even said that right. The achilas kohanim is ki achilas ka mishulchan kavol kazachu, which is like eating off the mizbeach, it sounds like. So it sounds like that's what's grappling, the Gemara is grappling with here. And the end, the Gemara concludes that kol hecha, again, dechsiva achila, akul milsa ksiva. Whenever it says chok by all the, by achila rather, it applies to every stage. And that explains why, even though it says chok by achila, lechem panim, it applies to the shnei sedarim and the shnei bazichim.
So
that's the question. The Gemara asks, so now, if that's the case by mincha as well.
Right.
So mincha, that means all the stages should be, how come Rav says by the mincha, only if hichzer inyan is a makev, but if lo hichzer inyan, it's not makev. But once it says chok, by achilas mincha, that should apply to every stage of the mincha. So the Gemara says, you're right. Shiny hasan, that case by the mincha is different. Damar kra migirsa umishamna. And let's just finish, I'll read Rashi in just a second, just get to the top of the next page. Geris v'shemin makvin vein davar acher makiv. The pasuk goes out of the way to tell me, I'll read Rashi in just a second though, that these items are makiv by the mincha, making a special drasha, that everything else by the mincha is not makiv, notwithstanding, ignoring the fact that it says a chok. Meaning, had you not had the pasuk, chok by mincha would tell me every part of the mincha would be makiv. But then the pasuk tells me, Gerser Shemin is ma'akev, tell me everything else by the mincha is not ma'akev. Meaning it's cutting out the drasha of chukah by mincha. So just look at Rashi with the drasha. Back to Amud Aleph, the last Rashi where he says, Shiny Hasam. Shiny Hasam gavi mincha. Lahachi lohav yechukah didei ikuva. And it's for this reason that the word chuk by mincha does not tell me all the other ones are ma'akev. Why? Mishum dechsev mi girsa mishamna, says the pasuk by mincha. Mitamatil mechta migaras of ishemen, but the pasuk says instead ksiv migarsa umishamna the ekshehei. The shvamina teaching us the following drasha hachi kamar girsa shalem vishmana sham has to be complete. Shem chiser kol shu pasuk, if it's missing even a small amount, it's possible. Umid itzrich lemechta v'lahachi. Why have to tell me any drasha? Shouldn't the word chok of mincha tell me it's ma'akev if it's missing any of the garas of the shemen? Shema'amina, the fact that it went out of its way to tell me the ekshehei, that chukah didei lav chukah. That when it says chok by mincha, it's not meant to be taken like every other chukah in the pasuk. It's not meant to tell me li'kuva. So mincha is an exception. But all other appearances of chukah, even if it's only going on the chila, is going on every single stage of that particular carbon. But the Gemara now says at the top of Yutesman Beis, two lines down, gufa. We said above, the previous Amud, Amarav. Komakum, every single place shehichzilcha kasa betoda betaras mincha. Every single time the pasuk repeats something by mincha, ain't el akiv. It's only telling me to repeat it to tell me that it's really important, and without it, it's likuva. Shmuel Amar geres v'shemen ma'akvin vein davar acher ma'akvin. He argues no. Only geres v'shemen, since it says girsa v'shimna, only those two are going to be ma'akiv. Everything else is going to be not ma'akiv. So Gemara says, really? Would he go so far to say that even if the pasuk repeats itself twice, it wouldn't be ma'akev? If you have a concept of shana lavakasev, whenever the pasuk repeats something in the world of kashim, it means l'ikuva. And Shmuel says, only the geris of shemen is ma'akev, everything else isn't ma'akev, even if tani be'kra? So Gemara explains to the machlok as follows. Ela, kol heicha de tani be'kra, vadai ma'akev. Everyone agrees, Rav and even Shmuel agrees, that if the pasuk repeats a certain mitzvah, it's certainly likuva. So what's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? V'hacha b'malik b'kumso kamiflagim. The pasuk says malik kumso in one place, and then says b'kumso in another place. Now these two psukim is not here to repeat anything. We haven't seen yet Tana Beikra. B'kumso versus b'kumso is changing the pasuk to tell me a drasha that you have to use your kmitz of a hand, you can't use a kli. We haven't yet gotten to anything about repeating a word yet. This drasha, even though it sounds like we're repeating below kumso, bukumso, we're making a drasha of a shinoi in the pasuk, like a change in the pasuk. So again, it says, Ahacha b'mali kumso, b'kumso kamiflagi. The Tani, the Braita, tells me, mali kumso in one place, b'kumso in another place. Why did it change it to b'kumso? To tell me a drasha, shalo yasim mida lakomitz. Everyone agrees that you cannot make a kli to have the size of a kamitza. You have to actually use your hand. That's l'chachila. So now when it's establishing that drasha, the question is there another pasuk telling me you need to use your hand, you can't use a kli? So that's the machlokas now. The Gemara says, Rav Savar, hanami tana bekra. The idea of not using a kli, shalo yasem midi lekomitz, is also tana bekra, is also repeated, based on what? The pasuk says, with regards to the miluim, it says, vayakav es hamincha v'imalei chapo. That when you bring the mincha and you fill mi kapo mimenu and you fill your with your hand kapo, so we see the second pasuk tells me you need to use your kaf, your hand. You can't use a kli. So the Tani Beikra, that if you use a kli, if you don't use your hand, it's ma'akev. Shmuel says you can't bring me a rye from that pasuk of a yakev is a mincha v'yamali kapo mimenu because doros misha lo yafinam. That's a pasuk that's in the context of the miluim, which was a one time event. You can't learn halacha of doros from halacha of a shah, of a one-time event. And therefore, Shmuel holds it's lo ma'akev, and therefore, if one uses a kli for Shmuel, it would actually be kasher b'diyet. That's the machlokas. The Gemara says, So now we're able to pull out of the principle from Shmuel. Shmuel always holds, you can never learn Doros from a Shah. You can never learn Halacha for generations from a one-time event. Does he really hold that way? Doesn't the Mishnah tell us, Kli Halach, Mekadesh Halach, a utensil used for liquids, can be Mekadesh liquids. Hamidas Yavesh, if it is a dry measurement, Mekadesh is a Yavesh, you could measure dry. But to do the vice versa, it doesn't work. Liquid for dry and dry for liquid, that doesn't work. That's what the Mishnah says. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel comes along and qualifies the Mishnah to say, Lo Shana El Bemidos. This is only true with regards to Midos, which Rashi says referring to the Yavesh Midos. Aval, with respect to Mizrakos, which is the liquid measurements, Mekachin, you are able to be Mekadesh. Sounds like Shmuel is arguing the Mishnah, but he's really qualifying though. He says a Mizrak, a liquid measurement, can be Mekadesh Davar Yavesh. How does he know this? The Pasuk says, Shneim Mileim Soles. But it says both of them are going to be filled with solas. Solas is flour. What's the context? This is a Parshas Naso. It goes through all the different Nisim, which was a Shah, was Lefi Shah. So just to get the whole Pasuk to complete the picture, the Pasuk says, for Karbono Kairos Kesef Acha Shloshim Umea Mishkala, Mizrak Echad Kesef. One of the Mizrakos was made of Kesef, Shivim Shekel, Beshekel, Kodesh. Shneim, both of them, the Kairos Kesef, and the Mizrak were Milam Soles, Bulula Vashemin Lemincha. So we see the Mizrak was holding a Soles. We see the Davar, the Kli Lach was holding a Davar Yavish. So therefore, Shmuel holds, you can allow a Mizrak to be Makadish or Davar Yavish. But the point here is, he's learning Halacha Ledoros from Shah, from a one time event of the Midbar, the Nisim, they brought it only one time in the Midbar. So he does learn Doros Mishah. Mara says, no, you can't bring me, we don't call the case of Nassim as Shah, Shiny Hassan by Nassim, it's the Tani Bay Crutch, Tracer Zimun. It says 12 times by each of the Nassim, Mizrak Echad, and the Soles, so that's not called a Shah, that's the repeating of the Pasuk tells me that this is something that should be learned for generations. But in general, Doros Mishah, Lo Yalfinon, according to Shmuel. So Amalei Rav Kana, V'Rav Asi, L'Rav, they say to Rav as follows. The Harei Hagasha, which means when you bring the Mincha to touch and meet the Vayigash to touch the Mizbeach, the Tani Vayikra, the Pasuk repeats it, if you skip the Hagasha when it comes to the Mincha is still acceptable. How can it be acceptable? Doesn't the Pasuk repeat the concept of Hagasha? Hagasha, if it's Tani Vayikra, it should be Ma'akev. So the Gemara says, Man Tanabei. So where do we find that the Pasuk repeated the Indian of Hagasha? Dichsev, it says in one place, Zos Taras Mincha, he krives bnei Aaron, also bnei Aaron lefnei Hashem. So to bring the Mincha closer, lefnei Hashem. So the Gemara says, Hahu l'kvor lo makom hu da'asa. And that's to tell you where to do it exactly, where in the Mizbeach to do it, but that's not repeating the Pasuk. So it's never, if the Pasuk comes to tell me a Chiddush that wasn't mentioned before, that's not called repeating. Repeating is only if it's telling me nothing new. It's really superfluous, then we make the Drasha and we apply Tanei Beikra. But if there's a purpose, there's a new Chiddush we're learning, that's not called Tanei Beikra. So since this Pasuk here, Zos Terasa Minchas, tell me where to place it, in other words, Lefnei Hashem, where in the Mizbeach does Hagasha take place, that's not called repeating, and since it's not repeating, it's not going to be Likuva. So the Gemara goes on to explain, what does that mean, Hahu Lekvola Makam Hudasa, to tell me where in the Mizbeach to do Hagasha? The Tanya, the Gemara quotes Machlokis in the following Brisa. It says, Lefnei Hashem, the Pasuk says, it should be, the Hagasha should take place, Lefnei Hashem. So Yachav Amarav, where's Lefnei Hashem? In the west. The western part of the Mizbeach is facing the Kodesh Kodashim. That's what we call Lefnei Hashem. In front of the most magnitude of the Shekhinah is in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's Lefnei Hashem. So Yachav Amarav, one might think on the western part of the Mizbeach, you should do Hagasha. Talmud Lomar, it also says in the Pasuk, El Pnei Mizbeach. The face of the Mizbeach, that's the south. Going up the ramp, that's called Pnei Mizbeach. That's the face of the Mizbeach. So is it in the south, Pnei Mizbeach, or is it in the west with Lefnei Hashem? So the Gemara says, well, Tamil I El Pnei Mizbeach, Yachal Badam, one might think in the south. Tamil Amal Lefnei Hashem, it should be in the west, in front of Hashem. So which way is it? Okay, so how do you do Hagasha? Magisha Bekaren Jomis Maravis Kineged Chudasha Karen Vidayo. You put it at the corner. You make a compromise. You put it at the southwestern corner. So it's going to be south in terms of Pnei Mizbeach, and it's going to be west with regard to Lefnei Hashem at the corner. This way you accomplish both Pesukim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yachu Yagishenu Lamarava Shokaren. One may think you could put it on this west. or it could be Lidjoma Shokarina, or afterwards the south being either one or maybe have to do both them. Shokarin. Amris, then he says no. Kol Makom Shata Moti Shte Makros, whenever you find two Psukim, Echad Mekaim Atmo Mekaim Mechavero, one pasuk is able to explain itself and also still maintain the other pasuk. V'yechad mekayim asmo umivatas chavero. But the other pasuk, now it describes what should be done in its own context, but goes against the other pasuk. So then, manichin es Hashem mekayim es asmo umivatas chavero. We ignore the pasuk that goes against the other pasuk. V'tofsin, and we embrace the pasuk shemekayim asmo umekayim chavero. So the pasuk that's able to work with both is, so you have pasuk A, pasuk B. So pasuk A, when you read pasuk A alone, it completely goes against pasuk B. It explains itself, but it doesn't explain B. But pasuk B, it explains itself, but it also works well with pasuk A. It sounds hard to, very abstract, but the Gemara is willing to explain what that means. So the Gemara says, Kishata omer lefnei Hashem b'marav, when it says lefnei Hashem on the west, it's batalta et plimizbech. He can't have it on the south anymore. If it's going to be the west, it's mizbatel plimizbech. However, kishat omer al plimizbech, when you say the face of the mizbech, which is bedarom, you could still be kayam til fnei Hashem. You could still accomplish in front of Hashem. How so? If it's in the south, it's not in the west. So the Gemara explains, mehechi kaimasa, how do you fulfill the lefnei Hashem if it's really pnei mizbech, if it's in the south? So Amar Rashi explains, kesavar haitana kul mizbech b'tzafon kai. When the mizbech is entirely in the north, so then when you do hagash on the south of the mizbech, it's still going to be right up against the entrance into the Kodesh Kodashim. Yes, it's at the south of the mizbech, but it still faces directly the lefnei Hashem, in which case you're being mekayim both pasuk A and pasuk B, and that's where Rabbi Elazar thinks the makom of hagasha should take place. Okay, we're going to have a lunch all day.